Blast off! When he counts me in, I always want to say blast off. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thanks so much for tuning in to Radiance by Design. This is a show all about you. It's a call-in show, so I hope you're going to call in with your questions of my guides and angels. And we've been studying for years and years on Radiance by Design. What kind of tools we can use to lift, to raise our fields and frequency, to lift our fields and frequency up out of the mire of the collective. We have what is called the ancient mind. We have the collective mind. We have like, it's like, when I went to the Dead Sea years ago, there's this kind of pearly atmosphere floating above the Dead Sea, and it's absolutely full of all the minerals and so on that are in the actual water of the Dead Sea. So, and it can make you very calm and very, the effect of, for example, magnesium that's in suspension above the Dead Sea can give you the same calmness, even more actually, than what you would have gotten if you had taken magnesium itself as a little tablet. You understand what I mean? So we're saying that the pearly atmosphere that rises off of a stew like the Dead Sea is full of whatever's in the Dead Sea. Okay, so there you have it. You got the collective of humanity, all of us together, and all of the past and the dreams and the arguments and the wars and the trauma and the excitement, all the centuries and centuries of humanity rising around and being that kind of, like that collective atmosphere above the sea of humanity. I kind of like that parallel between the Dead Sea and the human beings and the consciousness that we all literally breathe in. And what's in that collective consciousness? What's in there are a lot of leftover thoughts and feelings, the feelings that have been felt and thoughts that have been thunk for centuries and centuries on a group basis, on individual great basis. And it takes a certain amount. I mean, it can give us a, I'm talking around in circles, but I think you'll find it all connects. Stephen Pollett is an amazing purveyor of energy, teaching us to use the tools from his website. And I think it's called sourceenergy.com. But anyway, if you look up Stephen Pollett, P-O-L-L-I-T-T, I'm sure you can find it. And you can download these little, they're kind of energy symbols and so on. When you put them up against water, like a bottle of water, for an hour or so, it generates that frequency in the water or in whatever is the liquid that you've put these up against. And remember, the collective has its kind of pulsing energy fields with reams of traumas and war stuff and so on, as well as uplifting stuff. So if you think about Stephen Pollett's energy tools affecting water, you drink the water and it literally shifts or it moves the way you've recorded some of these old traumas. Some of them come from your personal lineage, but some of them actually come from thousands of years on the planet. There are so many of us, as we look at the world, that's just in this incredible ferment that's sort of challenging us to make it through at this time. There are many who talk about how those of us who were born at this time were all present during the end times of Atlantis. I don't know what you think about that. I don't even know what I totally 100% believe, but I always am open to entertaining that as a possibility. And if it's so, we could say that we also have in our energy vehicles, in our body mind, we have a lot of trauma recorded from those times. For example, what Atlantis went down three times, right? 10,000 years apart or something. I'm not always sure about the time frames that I'm using. And Barbara Han Clow in my Paradigm Shifters, when she was talking about humanity, she said 11,000 years ago on this planet, there was a horrendous trauma. I think the Earth moved or something. And we all have that recorded in our subconscious. Stephen Pollett says that he when he calibrates all these different people that come through his world or his service, you know, he says that he has never been able to calibrate. That means test the numbers or the vibrational potential, or the possibility or the vibrational reality of people's subconscious. He said nobody seems to be above 200 unless they and then you have to be above, you have to develop the ability to move your vibrational fields and frequency above 200 in order to evolve. So we're talking about a shift here. We're talking about, we've been waiting for 2012 and how exciting it was that that shift was going to happen. And then there are those who say, well, that shift might take till 2020. And I always think if it takes 600 years or 1,000 years or even longer for the vibrational shift to occur in the universes, right, then it probably isn't going to screech to a halt and shift in a short period of time. But in any case, that shift requires a big quantum leap, and the energy fields that you and I embody, or that the collective of our planet embodies, because our conscious mind, our ability to raise our fields and frequency consciously is pretty darn good. Most of you listening to Radiance by Design have been working on becoming energy purveyors, becoming beings who work to bring your energy fields up. If you're down in the dumps, bring up the feeling, move the feeling through, and radiate out. I've been preaching that for years and years and years, but I realize that one of the things that I have done, if it's wrong, or if it was naive, or if it's a process that I need to pole vault beyond, going in and bringing up the fields and frequencies, you have to move it very fast, because it's easy for me to say to you, okay, I have this sadness, or I have this dark feeling, and it comes from blah, 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 and I want to move it through my body, and it's in my belly, and it's in my solar plexus, and it's in my sternum, and all that kind of thing. But if I leave it out there, I'm actually sending into the collective more of that feeling, and then I'm going to hook up with and become a little bit locked into that level of vibrational reality. And I don't want to do that anymore, because, boy, I'm really spiraling through a lot of the things that are going on. But there are fields and frequencies coming in from the universes. They're coming down really fast. Most of you had a bit of a scratched head around the full moon, the recent full moon. It was really quite a dandy shaking us up. And there are fields and frequencies coming in from the universe. There are fields and frequencies moving up from Mother Earth, who I believe as a living being wants to heal the trauma and drama that's going on her surface. So you got the energies coming up from inside the earth. You've got them coming down from the universe. You've got them going from you to me to various people. We've got the ability to catalyze other people's transformation by simply bringing up our own locked-in feelings, our own feelings of trauma, bringing those through, and then releasing them out there. Releasing them, saying, putting them in a spiraling light, putting them in violet flames, and transforming them so that your essence has a much higher frequency, and it sticks out of your body. It's sticking out there, and it's catching all the people that you meet. You go to the Safeway, or you go to the Whole Foods, or you go to the restaurant, or even if you go to the pub, you're going to bring up these fields and frequencies, send them out, and literally kitsch the people around you. When you go into a room where somebody's energy fields are high, it's amazing how good you feel, because their energy fields create an uplifting, updrafted, coherent energy field where when you walk into it, your body quickens, your mind quickens, your heart quickens, and you feel much more possible. For a lot of people, that doesn't exist, okay? But that's just because they don't know. But they do talk about how when I'm sitting by so-and-so, I feel better. or you can build your field and frequency. You can call it in, call up your guides and angels, have energy come down through you, and then say to yourself, intend to radiate it out. So you run into Mary Lou or someone, and she's very anxious and feels really scared, and you just sit with her. You might be talking about peanut butter or cars or something, and you can send that kind of energy consciously to her, and you will watch her fields, the anxiety across her face, watch it align right through her whole body, mind. This is our greatest service. This is our greatest service. Because when we feel that, and when we feel the power of being transformative, when we feel the power of moving out of our old karmic stuff and so on, we love ourselves better. And guess what? That's also contagious. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, you know what? I would really like you and I want us to do a coherent, we want to do a meditation all together so we can create a coherent field inside of ourselves from the inside to the outside and spreading it all out from BBS Radio all over the world. And we're going to imagine how people feel so much better because you and I were busy toning and oming here on BBS Radio tonight on Radiance by Design. Are you ready? Take a couple of deep breaths. And when you do, I want you to bring the violet flame up through your body, mind, maybe through the perineum or through your feet all the way up your body with the in-breath, violet flame. Way up to the top of your head, and then catching with your mind violet flame coming in from the universe, and let's breathe it down your body into the core of the earth. Back up to the universes and back down. So we're going to go back to the structures. Do you remember the structures? Some of you had trouble with them, but I think we can make it easier now. So let's call in from way above your head, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball, right? And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And feel, see, and know the energy of light coming from the upper golden ball, running right down through your body and into the lower golden ball. Good. So there you are on a golden spire or a golden spike. Hey? And now from the upper golden ball down to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid and spread it out a bit so you can spread your arms out and you got room to stretch without banging into the walls of your four-sided pyramid. And now upside down, another four-sided pyramid, and it pokes into the lower golden ball. And now you have 2 four-sided gold pyramids, and they meet base to base. And stand back and look at it, and you'll see that it creates a kind of a diamond shape. See? And when I say that, you know, I'm already buzzing. I can feel it. Can you? And then I want to see you create inside of that diamond. You're already way inside it, even though I asked you to step out and look. But this is magic. We can go anywhere. We can bilocate. We can laugh about it. We can be magical. Now I want you to imagine a crystal ball, and that ball touches the inside edges of your diamond shape, of your double tetrahedron, or your 2 pyramids, however you refer to it. And there's your beautiful crystal ball. Can you feel the difference of the energy when you create a crystal ball? Good. Can you feel it? Good. And you're inside of that crystal ball. And now inside of the crystal ball, there you are. You're in a star tetrahedron. That is a 3-dimensional Star of David. Remember, you've got this light running right through your body. And you're also inside of a 3-dimensional Star of David. And I want you to start spinning and spinning and spinning in the star. It's beautiful. Spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. And now while you're spinning, I want to see in front of you a magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to place our little movies. The first movie is you becoming who you want to become. What is it you want to become? I always say I want to be consciously multidimensional. I want to be more in touch with healing, with transformation. I want to laugh and sing and dance more. I want to be a purveyor of magic and healing energy. How about that? You don't have to be what I am, but I'm just throwing you my big dreams here. And I see myself. What do you see yourself doing? Let's see ourselves creating more and more of that as a reality. Woohoo! Good. Wrap it in light, move it over to the side. The second screen is all about you with your project. What project do you want to do? Okay. And I'm writing a book, as a lot of you know, and I also would like to do TV, which I've talked about before. So I'm going to see all of the pieces coming together, the people that I need, the places that I need, the recommendations that I need, the ideas that I need. All of that is flowing to me, and it's coming graciously and gracefully. And I intend that this be an entertaining television show, and it's fun, it's lively, and people feel lifted because it's got loads and loads of high frequency energy in it. Talking about people, doing all kinds of things. Wrap that in light. When you see it coming to fruition, let's not quite wrap it in light yet. When you see it coming to fruition, whatever your project is, whatever your dream is, it can be home and family, right? I want you to see it all coming to fruition. Then you clap your hands, and then we want to see all of the resources coming together to keep your project moving and grooving and growing. And you develop your project and it's ongoing. And all the pieces come together for that. Wrap up that in light. Wrap it all up in light and put it over on the side where it can stew. And now I want you to open your galactic healing center. A lot of you have missed this. I know that. You've told me. So let's see the Galactic Healing Center. Call in the guides that you work with that are healing guides, okay? And have them circle around your healing table. Good. And there's a really nice buzz there. And now the first person to lay on your healing table is you. So I'm flopping on mine, you're flopping on yours. Lay there and ask your guides and angels what it is you need, or ask them for what it is you want. Good. And they might want to tell you something. So what is it you want? What is it you need? And let them tell you. Okay. And now let's wrap that in light and have it stew. Move it over to the side. And then we're bringing in somebody else, okay? So we've got a fresh healing table, and we're bringing in another person. Okay, let's see who we want to bring in. Okay, I'm seeing a man here who has been kind of lost. He doesn't feel that well. He needs some help. And financially, and he's lost his job, and he's kind of floundering. He's a little angry, and he's kind of floundering in his need for work. And we're going to put him on the table and ask the guidance what he needs. That's it. And they're putting their hands on the base of his spine. They're putting their hands on his neck, his thyroid. Excellent. There we are. Good work. And now we're going to wrap that in light. And now we're going to do a number of you. There are a number of people that have Graves' disease, Hashimoto's, other thyroid problems. I'm glad you called in, and we're almost done here, if you don't mind holding. Hashimoto's, Graves', all kinds of thyroid conditions, and I see a broad spectrum. There, most of them seem to be women, but there are a couple of men here as well. So I've got a little hospital ward here. Now, remember, the thyroid is at the throat, and your throat is representative of how you wring wisdom out of everywhere you're going. And let's see here. And we're asking the guides, so they're sending light, and we're calling in reams and reams and reams of guides. We have multidimensional guidance today, okay? And we're asking them for ideas, for concepts, all right? What is it these people need to learn? All right. So in every case but one, they're all very suppressed. What are they suppressing? They're holding back deep feelings. Feelings of loss, feelings of loss, feelings of grief, feelings of suppressed rage, feelings of, I want to say suppressed rage again, because a couple of them are very depressed, and it has been it's like stuffing so many of your feelings down, way down deep inside of yourself, and it just keeps pulling on the neck and pulling on the neck and pulling on the thyroid and pulling on the thyroid. And there's a real link between, all of the major organs, actually, the thyroid and the belly and the liver and the spleen. It's all kind of an odd, a network in your feet. I want to say it's a network of suppression. So the guides are saying this. They want you to, each of you, and those of you who aren't on the table right now, you're still wise to take a look at how you're suppressing life. That's it. How you suppress life. And just feel all the suppressions in your body, mind. Good. All right. And now we're going to wrap each one of these beings in light. And the job is for you to ask for feelings, all the feelings of suppression in your body, mind, that they can be elevated and lifted. That's it. And now the guides are sending healing light up through the soles of the feet, right up through these people's bodies, and having it sit right in the throat chakra and just spin and spin. And now we're going to wrap that whole ward, hospital ward, in wonderful light, and also cushion each one apart from the other, because our empathy is very powerful. We move that to the side, and now we're going to call in some wonderful healing energy, and we're going to call it in, we're going to call it in, and we're going to send that healing energy to any place on the planet that you can see that needs healing, whether there's war, pestilence, there's sexual slavery, there's hurt, there's loss, there's financial greed ripping people off, there are governments falling, there's the ocean being contaminated, there's the fracking, all of these things that are really hurting human potential or life potential. I want you to send light to each one of those. I want you to call in, even when you've started to get tired, call in this amazing healing light. It's infinite possibility. Have it come in through your head, down your arms, and pat with your hands all over the planet. Good. Mm-hmm. And then send the light round and round and round your planet so that it's like there's swaddling clothes there. You know, it's like you've got this great buffer going round and round and round the planet. Now have it come right back down around into your hands, up your arms, circle round in your chest, in your heart area, move up through your throat, circle round and round in your thyroid, circle round and round in your throat. When you're circling round and round, you're circling this amazing healing energy, move it up, move it up, move it, there you go. And then we have it circle round and round in your head, because human potential is something we're all reaching for, and we want to scour all those places where we've got old programs keeping our frequencies down so that we're not pole vaulting in our evolution. Up it goes, right up through your head. That's it. And shoots way out into the great central sun. And then it turns around and comes right back, shoots through the body, right down through the soles of the feet and into the core of the earth. Good. Now you turn around and close off your galactic healing center and thank your guidance. And jump into your star tetrahedron and spin 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 and then jump in here to be here with me. And we have a caller. I'm so grateful you're there. Hello, caller.
Hey, Veronica. It's me again.
Who's Aaliyah. You? Who is it?
Aaliyah.
Hi. How are you, darling?
I'm good. It's been kind of interesting the last couple of days, energetically, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. It's been a bit crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah. I see people going crazy. It's like, okay, chill out.
Yeah. All right, is your work going, now tell me this, Aaliyah, is your work going really fast? Is it like you can't write as fast as it comes through?
Well, I haven't been writing, actually. I fixed all the websites to make them more, you know, to get them ready for the launch of the book. Still debating whether I'm going to put it under my name. I still have some residual, I guess it's fear about that, and not sure whether it's even appropriate or whether it even matters, you know. But yeah, I mean, the writing, I just started to edit it again, and I'm like, you know, I'm really finished. I want to get it out without even editing it. Just kind of go bloop and it's out, you know, get it over with.
But tell me this, Aaliyah, and this is for everybody.
Hello?
Oh, heavens. I think we've lost the call. Have we?
No, I'm here. What were you saying?
Oh, okay. I just said, is the purpose, for example, your writing is purposeful, is it not?
Well, it's it just comes through me. I don't really have a purpose, you know? Like, I used to have an end goal. I don't create that way anymore. I just, when something just comes through me, I just put it down.
Okay, so and you said, and this is for everybody, pay attention to our words, because things are changing. There's something very, very fast going on right now on the planet. And when Aaliyah said, I don't even know if I'm going to edit it, and I'm going, well, what I'm seeing is that some people will read it and get what they need to pole vault into the next phase they're at. It's like it's very functional.
Oh,
so it's very,
yeah.
It's very
I
useful
think it
writing.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it might be. I mean, I've kind of been in doubt about that because I don't know. You know, when I myself go through, pop through that layer, which I did 3 days into writing it, I popped through that layer. So I wasn't really in the layer where these beings that basically make up the matrix are. But I'm still affected by it because I'm around all the people that are sort of in the other layers that I can see through. You know, when you're on a higher, I don't know how else to say it, but when you're on a higher layer, you actually see multidimensionally. So you're seeing through. That's why it looks like we're still here with everybody else. But we're not. If you're on a higher vibration, you're just able to see down, but the lower vibration can't see up. So in a way, it's kind of like dropping a line, dropping a rope down, you know, the book is like dropping a rope down so that people can kind of pull themselves up.
Well, what we're seeing, however you express that, is the people who read the book will get the message very quickly. So I wouldn't worry too much about editing because it isn't about the words anymore. It's about catalyzing people to open to their own higher people. There's a lot of people listening to this show and many other shows on BBS and other places that are really ready to pole vault, you know, and there's a speed about
it.
They're going very fast.
Yeah, I'm going very fast. I know I've been going extremely fast and the writing was extremely fast.
Yeah. So you need to do it fast before you get tired.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also needs to, I need to not put too much on it, but, you know, not expectations or anything. But I'm a little curious. Do you see, I mean, I have all these web properties. I'm not thinking about publishing on Amazon or anything, although I could. Do you think it's enough to just put it out on the web properties? And at this point, it would just be on the blog.
Yeah.
That's just,
yes.
You know, the blog's about, the blog is going to basically attracts the people that are more or less on the level that I'm on. You know, they're already ready to hear this. But I
yeah,
don't
but
think
you're
it's
also needing to, you need to put it in book form as well. It can be just self-published, it can be short, but it needs to be out there because apparently there's something about that format that touches some people, and it's just the way it is. So I'm saying get the book done.
Are you talking about printed book
yeah.
or e-book?
Yeah, it's not a huge process. Anyway, so is there anything else? It's nice to hear your voice. Is there anything else you want to ask?
Sure.
It's good. It's good material. It's the embodiment of a shift. And we talked about a shift at the beginning. It's kind of the embodiment of that shift. So it becomes at that point a vibrational tool for others to make their own shift. They may be small shifts or big shifts. That doesn't matter right now. It's just there's a vertical rise that comes from your book.
Do you sense that it should go on Amazon or anything like that? That I should make it available to the general public, or only make it available through the things that I know, the public that I know, public that already is sort of like a, you know, sold audience on something like this? Not to put it into like any kind of monetary.
I'm seeing
thing.
Two things right. that you're. It's good to get it to the preaching to the converted in a way, but it's also very good to get a version of it into some distribution, whether it's Amazon. Amazon's probably the best, really.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. E-books are faster, and printed books take a lot longer.
I think an e-book is fine, but you want it out there.
Oh, great. Okay, so I can stop at the e-book because I really want to do that. I don't want to go
and print it. Yeah, but you have to put it into circulation. Don't just stay at the blog.
Oh, that
the blog
can be done.
Isn't circulated enough.
No, the blog isn't good enough. Yeah, it's going to be in the ebook format that would be available to the blog, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
And then there's other web properties as well, but I haven't been ready to put it yet under the web property that really is associated with me.
Okay.
I want to kind of disassociate myself even from that energy. And I'm not sure, I don't have a big enough mailing list on that property anyway for it to even care the matter. So, that's what I'm thinking right now.
Well, I'm thinking that you better, and you have to do it fast, you know. I don't know why.
It's
just like there's a lot of things that you're going to be doing that have to come up fast. They have to come up when they're coming through you.
Yes. And right now I'm thinking about taking my name off the cover and just having it at the end of the book and then just having, you know, the cover be the cover. And that way I feel like I'm still taking my energy away from the energy that I'm talking about in the book.
Okay, that's all right.
For some reason for me to disassociate myself from that energy because I normally don't want to talk about negative entities or anything like that. And that's what this book has something to do with. Even if those entities are gone, we have to know what our history is. And I do think a lot of them have been removed. But the programming that they put into us, the negative programming is still there. And that's what's important to understand. And people have to make a conscious choice, and that's what the book is asking them to do, is to make a conscious choice to step into being an adult about your own energy and your own power. And, you know, so it's godhood.
Yeah, I think it's very exciting. And I better go on in case other people call in, but it's good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Let us know what you do.
I will.
All right. So we have another caller. And thank you, Aaliyah. We'll talk to you soon. Hello, you're on the air. You're on Radiance by Design. How are you?
Hey, Veronica. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm good. I haven't talked to you for a while, so I thought I'd call in since my life
Where
is a little
have
bit
you been?
Interesting. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it went in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in Canada.
Oh, awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we're really having an international conversation here.
Oh, great. And I love
it's
your
a,
opening,
it's a multidimensional international. What do you think of that?
I love to be a part of it.
So what's going on in your world? Are you also writing? You are, aren't you?
Well, I did. I got inspired like a month ago, actually, because I wasn't going to write until it came to me. And one night it came to me after, a disagreement that I had with a relative that's staying with me. He's quite he's quite unique, and he's definitely teaching me a lot. I'll leave it at that. But because of him, I started thinking about an idea, and then all of a sudden I just wrote. And
is
I guess
a play?
My question is,
are
along
you writing
those
a
lines.
Play?
It is. I feel like it's a fairy tale, and it's a performance piece, and I think it should be on stage, but I have like many, I'm not going to give all my ideas away, but they're very outside of the box kind of ideas, things I've never done before, and just really creative.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. But do you feel like this is what I need to be doing? Because I'm at the point where I'm just a little restless. I'm grateful that I have enough savings to live off of right now, but I need to be doing something. And I want to be doing what I love.
But I'll tell you something about you.
You're looking for
something that's more in the traditional job thing in the theater, and I think it's everything's changing in such a way that you will be in there, but it's a different job description than what you would have had before. Does that make sense?
I think you said different than what I've had before, and in fact, that's what I want. I don't think the same as I used to, and so my mind. My creative mind has expanded, and so I kind of need to work with people who have, I don't know, are like-minded in their, at least their ability to be open-minded about how we create whatever.
Yeah, I think that's really true, actually. I think that's really true. And it looks like you're, are you still in the same place? You never did move, huh?
Yes. I'm still here.
but you know something, and this is true for everybody. If you just sit still somewhere, you seem to be stuck. Things are changing inside of you and around you anyway. So I just see it's you're going to start moving into a kind of a hectic, making me yawn. You're going to move into a hectic kind of pace, and you're going to be doing things that you have to think of very quickly in order to keep up with what other people are doing. And that's fun for you.
When is that going to happen?
It should happen in August. It should happen this summer.
That's what I'm aiming for. Because, I mean, I can't just do this anymore. I feel very idle.
Yeah, and you're not used to having to do that, are you?
Well, for the last few years, in a way I have, but not to this extent, no. I've had a lot more freedom.
But you're going to be doing some writing that's all going to be patched together. What does that mean?
I don't know. Do you think that what I am writing is going to be the catalyst for that?
I think so, actually. I think so. I think that what you're writing is, there are people that are going to influence you as well, as if they want you to participate in this or that. And maybe it's a kind of a potpourri or a variety show. I think we have another caller, so I can't stay on too long. But it looks like you're going to be influenced by what other people want you to participate in. And that's very exciting.
Well, I'm open.
Well, I'm praying for you, and let's everybody be our consciousness guide, and we're just going to wrap you in light and say what we want is the stimulation of changing frontiers for you and people incorporating you into a new kind of, I just want to call it a consortium, a gathering of people that are somehow creating something together. You're going to be in that.
There's money involved. You see money?
Yep.
That would be a nice thing to make while I'm there.
Money's good. Money's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like you'll have money, honey.
Okay.
All right. So we'll talk to you again. And thank you for calling. And thank you for calling Radiance by Design. All right. I think we have another caller, do we?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, you do.
Who have we got here?
Bonnie. It's me. It's Nadia again.
Hi, Nadia. Where are you, darling?
Hi. I'm still at home outside Vancouver, and you're in Canada now, too, aren't you?
I am. I'm on Vancouver Island, everybody. Isn't that exciting?
Yay.
Boo! Okay.
Well, things are, changing so quickly that I feel like I need to connect with you on a more regular basis because I'm getting a little bit like, oh my goodness, it's happening so fast. It's wonderful.
I know, and I think things are happening for a lot of people really fast, but even the people that are stuck without jobs, and there are a number of those, things are changing inside of them as if they feel like, I don't even know how to relate to what it is I wanted to do. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. But it's really, my stepdaughter Bridget is really bringing me lots of work. I'm doing Reiki distance, more coaching calls. She wants me to teach Reiki at her spa, so I've agreed to do that and attune people. So I attuned Vanessa here and did Reiki with a friend of mine that I used to work with that has been helpful to me. And it's just, I'm starting to develop a renewed reverence. Appreciation for what Reiki is, although I've been resisting it for so long, and I don't know why I've been resisting it. So I'm doing that and have a couple of questions. One is about how to keep my energy focused and up while I'm in Ottawa, because it'll be a very demanding schedule, and it'll be hot, and I want to do a wonderful job and be a real blessing. And I have concerns about how do I keep my energy up? Because I've certainly not been going at that kind of pace for a long time.
But it's really interesting because I want to say to everybody, one of the things about heat that is really important is take an awful lot of vitamin C. I always recommend that it be at least balanced with bioflavonoid, 500, but take thousands, take it for an energy boost. And the other thing is calling in, I don't know what other supplementation you do, certainly that too, but vitamin C is great for heat and water, vitamin C.
Okay.
And the other thing is to be calling in, and everybody should be able to think about this, Nadia's going to go and do stuff she really loves to do in the heart of a community that really respects what you're doing. Okay, so you're going to get high on that. You know what I mean? You're going to think, wow. And it's as if spirit just pumps energy through you. It's going to be just fine. Don't be worrying. And you said, I have to do it. I'm like, no, spirit does it through you. Your work, the Reiki, all of it comes through. It comes through you. You're a vehicle. And we want you to enjoy it and appreciate the fact people really care about you.
I'm finding that out, and it's just, it's such a joy. It's just, I'm almost silly, jubilant at times, and yet I think, I better do a really good job now. They're counting on me.
Well, you will. So, I mean, it's not you, it's spirit, or creator spirit, or your God self, or however you want to name it, okay? But there, you have infinite possibility, and you've worked very hard, and you've given up, and you've been sad and all that. And all of a sudden, you're getting a big kick. And guess what?
Yeah.
Spirit's saying, all right, all hands on deck. Let's get going. Let's get Nadia working here. Right?
Because I sure am. It's lovely. I feel very, very blessed. And Bridget, my stepdaughter, seems to be really, when I've prayed and asked to help for help with sustaining the momentum, she seems to be really a good driver that way. And how about this? And now what will you do this too? And how about this? And it's Bridget texting me constantly. We're back and forth. It's really, really nice. And then, of course, her wedding comes up at the last part of my stay. So that'll be lovely. And guess what? Vanessa, my other daughter, was on TV yesterday. Vanessa and her band.
Oh, wonderful!
Go to my Facebook page. You'll see it. She was on The Rush on Vancouver local TV.
Yay.
They sang. The band sang. And so I put it on my Facebook page. And there's a new man in her life that's going to come up from Boston for Bridget's wedding to meet the family.
Wow. Well, you give her a big hug for me, and I'm very, very pleased. So much is going on the planet, too, and there are big, big, big changes coming in many people. And this is, you guys are just a wonderful example. So share the wealth, send your frequencies out, and know that we send you much love. Thank you for your call.
Yeah. So is this the man you told her about when you did the reading? His name is Matt. He's in a band. He's in a death metal band, and they do
I think it is, but I don't want to spend too much longer just because somebody said to me it's hard when it's such a personal conversation. So but I do feel like he's very important, and she's doing really well. She's awakening, too. She's got a lot of light in her, that girl.
I'm having some challenges at work, and I'm wondering if it's just going to make it just so challenging that it's time to move from that work.
Yes.
Yeah.
When are you going away?
I go on the 21st of August.
So you have time, but there is a possibility that you might want to be ending your job before you go. We'll see.
Not mine, but she, her.
Oh, hers. Yeah. Okay. But is she going east as well?
She will be there for the wedding. She'll be going a little later, the 26th, with her father and Vivian, and then meet up with Max on the 28th and come back up for the wedding. So I'll get to meet him, too.
I love that for you. I think that her whole life is going to change anyway.
I think so. And this thing on TV is just, my heart just jumped for joy. Told everybody.
Well, who doesn't want to see their daughter on TV? Come on.
It's great. It's lovely. And she did really well, all the good acoustics and everything
You tell her I'm proud of her, and I better say goodbye so people don't feel
left out. Thank you so much. Thank you. Love you. Okay. I'll tell her. Bye.
Wow. Did we have another person, or is that just a dingle of some sort? I guess it was just a dingle. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, wow, people are moving in a grooving right now. Things are changing. Are you changing and growing? How many of you heard the Matthew Fox podcast, Matthew Fox talking about Meister Eckhart? I think that's how you say it, a mystic warrior for our times on Tuesday night's Paradigm Shifters. It's up on the podcast right now. What a wonderful, wonderful man. He's been lifting and raising his fields and frequency for many years. He was a Roman Catholic priest. He got kicked out by the bishop, by the pope. And Meister Eckhart had a similar experience in the 12th, 13th century. And Mr. Eckhart was talking about something that Matthew Fox is embracing as well, which is that there's what he calls a deep ecumen, which is a deep bond amongst all spirituality on the planet, no matter what religion you think you're in and so on. If you will deepen within, if you will sit and have your meditation, or I think what he said was, he said a number of different ways you can actually do absolute focus, even if you're doing a lot of things, by always dropping inside and knowing that you're deepening past the cat's cradle of your identity, the cat's cradle of your influences in life that are externally provided, and you keep dropping in and dropping in, that's how we get in touch with the God within, or the divinity within, or that sense of infinity that we've heard about. Oneness Blessing talks about it as getting to know your divine. But what I love about this, something I've wanted to know all my life, is what is the common flow amongst religions? We have these terrible bloodthirsty or bloodshedding religious wars going on, and they've been going on since religion was created. My gosh. But underneath it, each of the religions has some of the same tenets, like love one another, never kill anyone, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and on it goes. And this Meister Eckhart of the 12th century was busily writing a lot of that material. He also talks about the divine feminine quite a bit, and Matthew Fox does as well in his book, Meister Eckhart, A Mystic Warrior for Our Times, and he brings up in the book different segments. So some of the segments are amazing women like Adrienne Rich, and the comments that she has about deepening into the divine and the commonalities between religions, but also she talks about the rising of the feminine these days. And I found it fascinating at one point. I'm always very interested in grief because it's the reason we write the book, Dance the Dance. It's the thing that really transforms a lot of people. But because we don't know that, a lot of people just keep stockpiling it way down deep inside and it doesn't really go anywhere. But I believe it was Adrienne Rich or one of the other amazing women in this book were saying, I think it was Adrienne Rich, that was saying that grief itself, and Matthew Fox said some version of this as well, that grief itself is one of those incredible, it's an impetus to get in touch with your divinity. It's the place where you have to lose your grip on all the things that you thought were yours, all the things that you thought were true about you and about life. And you have to dive deeply in. Sometimes it's like a free fall or floating in an abyss for some people. It isn't always totally depressing, but it can feel very depressing. And it can feel like you have no connection to what you thought you were. And as you tumble around in there inside of yourself, you finally get to a point of deepening self-love, or deepening appreciation of the isness of life, of all that is pulsing and living in tune with creation. Everything, whether it's a rock, some of the things we look at are in tune with creation at different rates, if you will, not as dramatic, not as flamboyant, and so on, but they still are doing that. So I'm recommending that you, when you go for a walk or when you're staring out your window or you're looking at your desk or even your computer, or even your partner's eyes or your children or your parents or whatever, look at them and look for or shine on the divinity within or look at the divinity within. And really gift yourself with that wonderful feeling. A lot of you have done this already, but gift yourself with that wonderful, wonderful meditative feeling of dropping deep within, way past your identity, way past anything that's been contrived to design who you are, and really get in touch with that incredibly deep, passionate divinity that is shared with everyone and every religion on this planet and every living being and every being that appears to be inert but isn't really, and every universe and every star. Talking about stars, I got one more thing to say is I didn't realize there was a whole movement about the dark skies, that they're apparently making laws all over the country to reduce the amount of lighting in night skies so that we can start seeing star-filled skies more easily instead of having the light, the artificial light, prevent us from being able to see the pure darkness of the skies with all the amazing numbers of stars in them. So that was a little sidebar, wasn't it? But it's nice to have these snippets of human consciousness that are calling up the wonder, the recognition, and the divinity of all that exists. This is Veronica Entwistle. I really loved talking to you tonight. Thank you for your call. Two of you called. That was great. And please tune in to veronicaentwistle.com and do the Ask Veronica button if you have something to say, feedback about this show, feedback about the podcast, suggestions about people that you would like me to interview on that will be then again up on podcasts on my Paradigm Shifters show. I love getting your feedback on that. I'm trying like mad right now while I sit here to find, there's a priest and he's a, I know I can't find his name because I can't really flick my computer right now for some reason, but there's a priest out there and his website is called Spirits in Spacesuits, I believe. His stuff is very, very interesting. And one of my clients, one of my friends, said that I really had to check him out because he's just an amazing, amazing man. So not only is Matthew Fox, once a priest, then became a an Episcopal priest, has studied, like Peter Calhoun, all kinds of indigenous studies. He studies spirituality in every realm. So is this other priest. And it's really nice to know they're out there being incredible, not just renegades, but purveyors of consciousness, which is something that we can all share. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune into my website, call me for a session. I'd love to share some of the in-depth search of your existence in the sessions with me and my guides and angels. And I want you to all know that I love you and thank you for listening. Good night.